I thought to myself, okay, I'm good on stage because that is my background, right? But the switch to becoming an entrepreneur and actually getting the clients that you want to coach is a quite different story.
Welcome to Million Dollar Flip Flops, the podcast that invites you on a transformative journey to unlock the secrets of living life to the fullest. In this podcast, we dive deep into the minds of thought leaders, game changers, and business builders from around the world. If you're a business owner feeling trapped, overwhelmed, and longing for the time freedom you once dreamt of, this podcast is your beacon of hope. Buckle up, because here we go.
So I guess people who don't know who you are, like a little bit of background, not a ton, but kind of, you know, quick history, and then how did you get into this niche?
Yes, that is a loaded question, but I try to keep it very short, right? Well, originally I am from Germany. I was a stage and TV actress actually in Germany for 10 years. And then I traveled the world a little bit, put on shows all over some of the most desired vacation spots. And during a European tour of Fiddler on the Roof, I met my now husband, and we decided to start our own business. So he is from the US, and we actually moved. He was living in Germany for a while, and we moved to the States, where then opened my performing arts school in Virginia, actually.
Awesome.
And so this was really the beginning. And I had that for many, many years. And I helped aspiring performers to get their start in the entertainment industry. And that's when I realized, you know, it is more than talent. There's so much more to it to make it in life, period, to make it as an actor or as a business entrepreneur than just talent. You have to have so many other things set in line. And so I started working with my performers and started writing a workbook. And that's when I realized, you know, I'm really good at coaching. And that turned into a book, and that turned into speaking. And then I spoke in front of entrepreneurs and business owners because I was very active in my business community in Virginia, in Fredericksburg, where we had our business. And that's when I then later decided I wanted to have a more flexible life, and I sold my school, and now I am teaching entrepreneurs and helping them to become better communicators so they can connect with their ideal audience, convey their message more effectively, and turn prospects into paying clients.
I love it. I love it. So I just finished this morning Donald Miller's book, Story Brand. So
oh, yes.
I'm guessing that is a tome you are familiar with. And, you know, I'm curious your take on his philosophies, because they make so much sense. And it's just simplicity. You know, the people I coach, certainly if they, depending on their business, right? And right now I have from hospital CEOs to musicians in Denmark. And everyone overcomplicates everything. So you really have no idea what they do or how they can help you or anything. And so I'm curious, you know, how often are you seeing that in your world when you help people?
A lot. Yeah. People can have a hard time. And quite frankly, I was there myself.
Same.
When I did that transition, I thought to myself, okay, I'm good on stage because that is my background, right? I'm good at directing and presenting. But the switch to becoming an entrepreneur and actually getting the clients that you want to coach is a quite different story. And so when I wanted to go out and do more of the speaking, I was actually very self-conscious. And as many of you know, standing in front of people to speak can be nerve-wracking. And since English is not my mother tongue, I'm originally from Germany, as I shared, I was like, oh, what if I make a mistake? What doesn't, if it doesn't sound right? And I got myself in some precarious situations with some of the wrong words that I used, right? So I was afraid of connecting with my audience, of even sharing who I am and what I do. And one day I was sitting in that boardroom where the Toastmasters met once a week. And while the president was talking about the reviews, I looked back at my fears that I had. And here I was about to stand up to give my icebreaker. And it's just a 4-minute speech, but I was so nervous. And that's when I decided, I'm going to join Toastmasters. I'm going to learn everything that is about speaking, about storytelling, about connecting, about organizing a speech. And that started my journey of overcoming my fear. Now, is there nervousness if we go in front of people or the first time on stage and speaking in front of a large audience? Of course there is. However, that is the good nervousness that we want to use to be alert and to be fully present. And once you understand how to harness that, then you and all the other skills that you need, then it's an open road. Here I am.
Yeah. I'm curious how your acting background has helped you, not just in speaking, but just in, you know, you become other people when, you know, anytime you're in conversation with someone, you start to kind of take on their who they are, right? Like an effective communicator, you know, it's the mirroring concept. If you're from the sales world, how has acting helped you connect with people?
Tremendously. And since you mentioned the mirror, there is actually an exercise that we used to do that I do with my clients. And that's the interesting part, because I take a lot from my acting experience and incorporate that into the coaching. So the mirroring exercise really helps to just be present. That is another thing. Too often we are not present when we speak with someone. Number one, we don't listen enough. Number two, if you're present and listening, then you're also seeing and hearing what their concerns are, and you can respond. And then, of course, from the physicality here, that's a German word, from your physicality. So what is the person that stands in front of you, right? Are they talking faster? Are they more engaged? Or are they more slow and relaxed? Because you know, you are attracted to a person that is like you. So you don't want to oppose your personality to another person, rather than watching, listening. Maybe if somebody is slower, laid back, you are laid back. If somebody's faster, leaning forward, you're leaning forward. And that is the first way you have a very effective communication, or starting an effective communication.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Hey gang, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. Normally, this is where you'd be asked to buy something or go download some lead magnet. Not here. You may or may not know that we are on a mission to change 1 million entrepreneurs' lives with this podcast, the book, the journal, and more. And through our foundation, we want to send 1 million kids on life-changing trips. After all, 100% of our profits are donated from everything we do. Here is where you come in. If you're enjoying today's episode, and I hope you are, it likely made you think of someone who needs to hear it. Pause me right now, I'll wait, and share the episode with them. It's the only way we can impact as many business owners as possible, and you never know whose life you could change. Now back to the show.
Something I see, certainly with new coaches, is they're not thinking about who is their ideal customer and who do they want to work with every day, right? And some of that's survival, right? Because they're just trying to pay the bills. They're trying to get their first customers. We've all been there. If you've ever started a business and you've taken the wrong person and it's been a nightmare, you know. And I was chatting with a friend the other day, and she was like, well, I didn't do my video for Instagram today because, you know, I need to put my makeup on, and I just had a hoodie on and a hat. And I'm like, but who do you want to work with? Are you trying to work with, she does grief counseling, And she's like, do you want to work with people that are only prim and proper and put their makeup on and got to put a suit on? Or are you working with people in hoodies and hats? Because that's who you're going to connect with.
Exactly. And that is oftentimes also a mistake that new entrepreneurs make. They think they have to be a certain person. And to your point, do we have to step into another person? No, we don't. You have to be who you are. And when you stay in your authentic self and also realizing, well, you may not work with that one person because they are not aligned with who you are and who you serve, that is okay. And when you let go of the fear, you will attract the right people that are coming to you. And also important is that you feel freer. You are more relaxed. If you don't have the pressure, I have to work with everybody. Oh, how can I pay my bills? Or how can I do that? You got to let go of all those false narratives and false beliefs that we have. And yes, do we have to pay our bills? Yeah. But if you have to do something in the meantime to do so, maybe don't quit your job right away that pays the bill. Whatever it takes, obviously you have to do, but you have to stay in your authentic truth and just speak from your heart.
Yeah, for sure. I was just on a call before I hopped on with you. It's a mastermind group I'm a part of. And there was a newer coach who, her comment was, I'm going to give you both sides of this coin because I'm curious how you would handle the messaging side of this. But she goes, she's a relationship coach. And she says, you know, I'm not sure that there's anybody that even wants coaching other than other coaches. And she's just kind of this negative Nelly person, right? And this is a almost free group. It's like $90 a month. Now contrast that with the other mastermind group I'm in, that's $2,500 a month. And the conversations that are going on in that room where people are, you know, they help single member LLC plumbers in Australia. That's their niche. And they've got 1,000 people paying $1,000 a month to be in their program. Yet this girl doesn't think there's anybody that has a relationship that wants coaching. And the difference, and here's where the question for you comes in. The difference is that, and that's actually a woman that does that. They call them tradies in Australia, but that does that business. And it's a male dominated industry and she is crushing it. It's because of her messaging. She's speaking to one person all the time, not anyone in a relationship. I can help you. It's, oh, I'm a plumber. Yeah. I raise my hand. Oh, I'm a single owner. Yeah. I raise my hand. Oh, you can help me with my books and my everything else. Oh, I raise my hand. So now I'm interested. You know, and it's how often are you seeing that? And what's your advice for that person where to go from, I can help everyone do everything to I help one specific person with a bleeding neck problem?
Well, when I first started out to make that transition, I had a very hard time to figuring out who my ideal audience is. And the reason being, and oftentimes that could be the reason, because you know so much, you know so many things. Oh, I can help this person with that, or I can help that person with this. And at one point, I was like in so many different directions, or I was serving so many different directions, because I could tell you how to set up your business online. I could tell you how to do a good presentation. I could tell you how to start from scratch. I could tell you, and you fill in the blank. And that comes back to the question you had prior, that fear, like, oh, I have to work with everybody. And what ended up happening in my case, I was all over the place. I was not getting steady stream of clients and income because nobody really knew what I was doing. And if your audience is confused, they don't work with you, right? And that's when you have to have the right help. Now, let me give you an example. With my business, I try to figure everything out myself. The other day, I was under the shower, and the shower was broken. The shower head was broken. So there's always spraying water all over the place. And I got tired of it because my hair got wet. So I decided I'm going to fix that shower. So I went to the store. I got a shower head, came back home, wanted to screw it on. And then I saw that the hose didn't match anymore. So I had to go back to the store, get another hose, came home. And then I realized I didn't have the right tool to screw it all together. So I kind of got a little bit here and I made it work, right? Because I can do it myself. I'm the woman. I'm strong, right? So I got it finally done. So I ready to take my shower. I turned on the shower and water spraying everywhere. It got worse. Now I took all this time to trying to fix it myself. And it still wasn't working, and it was even worse. Now, oftentimes, we think we can do it, not realizing there are actually people who know how to do it, who are the experts. We don't do this all the time. And it takes even longer time, and at the end, it doesn't work. And that's when a coach comes in. If you are not yet figuring out what your ideal client is, if you don't know how to do a powerful presentation, then ask and look for an expert who can help you get a shortcut so that you don't spend the time, that you are not all over the place. And that's a little bit of a longer answer to your question, but it has something to do to get the right help. And then implementing all those skills and advice from an expert so you can get where you want to go faster. And in your case, or in that example of that lady, finding the right beliefs, because that's obviously a belief of hers. And that's the first thing when I also work with clients, where does that fear comes in? I can't talk, I can't speak, I am afraid. So where does that come from? And oftentimes, Roderick, what I found, there's several different things that it's, one is the belief, and that's where I have that framework. It's my three piece, how I call it. It's the prime, prepare, present. Before we even go to the presenting stage, we have to prime. And priming is mindset. Priming is if you, for example, don't have the right speech, we're going to do some exercises so you can articulate, right? So that's the priming process. And I don't know if you remember or are familiar, but when I was a kid, we lived in an area where we had to go out to get actually water from a pump, one of those old fashioned. And it's not like today, you turn on the faucet and the water comes out. No, you had to prime the pump. So you have to pump before you get anything out. You put the work into it and eventually the water comes. And that's exactly what we need to do with anything in your business. You have to prime. Get ready, and then you take the next step.
Yeah. I think the thing you touched on that, and I say it all the time, is it's your shower head example is so good because I tell people you will probably figure it out in 5 years, 10 years, 20, you may, or maybe you never figure it out. You know, what do you pay for with any coach? If I go get a golf coach, what am I paying for? I can go do a million swings, or I can have somebody watch my swing for 100 swings and make it better. You know, you're paying for speed and you're paying for the fact that you can't see the label from inside the bottle. It's impossible. And it's true for my business too. I can help 100 people with their messaging. I can't help myself with my messaging only so much. I have to have somebody else look at it.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that you said that. It all depends on where you are, the stage of your journey. You may get away with a coach that gives you the first few steps and you pay maybe $100. Then you need to get to the next level and you pay $1,000. Then you get to the next level at $10,000. And let me tell you, if I calculate everything from the start to where I am now, I mean, it is a university education as far as the investment, right? The higher you go, now it's $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. But I do invest it because it gives me the return of my investment. And that is something you have to understand that, yeah, you can figure it out on your own. But the other thing that you touched on is you may never figure it out. One of the things that I often get, well, to get the confidence and get better in speaking, you just have to do it, right? Just have to go in front of the camera and do it again and again and again. Yes, there is a little bit truth to it that you will become more confident just to hit the record button or just to hit live. You will get more confident with that. However, that doesn't mean that you get better in your presentation skills. Because if you do make a mistake and you do it over and over again, then you do those mistakes over and over again and you cannot get and reach the next level. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the definition of insanity, right?
Yes, exactly. Do it over again and expect different results. Yep.
Yeah. Man, that hits home talking about the education. I mean, I think about not only my university education, and then I went to Brown to get my ICF in coaching. So I picked like the most expensive Ivy League university in the world to get my coaching degree. But just the amount of, and the meme that I see that I enjoy is, you know, your business will never outpace your personal development. And I've been a student of this stuff since I was this big. You know, everyone's going to the movies and I'm listening to Deepak Chopra and Tony Robbins and Wayne Dyer, you know? It's just, so you start to add up all those hours and all those books and all of that education and all the coaching. And then people say you're an overnight success and you're lucky, right?
Oh yeah. I love those overnight successes that took years in the making.
So how can people find you? And then if they're listening to this right now, like what, you know, for me, we were talking about before we kind of went live, you know, I help solopreneurs live epic lives through better decision-making, right? That speaks to a very specific person. Who is your person so that when they're listening to this, they know it's them. And then how can they get a hold of you?
I help entrepreneurs and small business owners improve their communication and presentation skills so they can connect with their ideal audience, convey their message and mission more effectively, and turn prospects into paying clients. Because that at the end is what it is, right? We all want to have more paying clients.
We're not all running a charity.
Exactly.
So how can people find you?
Yeah, the best way to find me is on my website, SabineKvenberg.com. And this is the only name if you put it in. There's no other Sabine Kvenberg in this world anywhere. /resources. And what I would like to do, Roderick, for your audience is if they want to just find out what it takes to speak like a pro, they can actually get in touch with me or my team and just go to speaklikeapro.net. And then there is a video, you can learn a little bit about it, and then you can schedule your Speak Like a Pro call. And that will help you already. We would sit together and I will see how I can help you. And if it resonates with you, you will get away with some steps you can take already. And then, of course, if somebody wants to work closer with me to take it to the next level, I'm always open to that as well.
Amazing. Amazing. And we'll have all that in the show notes because Sabine Kvenberg is really hard to say. I recommend svk.com, but you know, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. There was a ton of value here and I know the listeners will think the same. So thank you again.
Thank you, Roderick, for having me. And thank you for all that you do. So I'm blessed to be here.
I hope you enjoyed the episode today on the Million Dollar Flip Flop Podcast. Make sure to hit subscribe on your chosen platform that you listen on. If this episode make you think of someone, go ahead, take a screenshot, and share this episode with them. Or post it on your social media to share with your friends. You can catch the show notes for this episode and any mentioned links in the description of this episode. If you want to see more behind the scenes with Roderick and his guests, be sure to find them on Instagram. It's also where we can have deeper conversations on these episodes. Go to www.instagram.com/milliondollarflipflops. Until next time.